silly talking about how many years we will have to spend in the jungles of Vietnam when we could pave the whole country and put parking stripes on it and still be home for Christmas. Ronald Reagan, October 1965. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and today we're looking at myths about the Vietnam War. Here are a few. The first myth is one that I personally believed forever, in no small part because even many history books present it as fact. Well, it's not. Contrary to common belief, the majority of American soldiers who served in Vietnam were not draftees. I know this runs counter to every Vietnam War movie ever made, where all of the soldiers are draftees, except for the one lunatic, gung-ho redneck who actually volunteered. Well, in fact, draftees only made up between 25 to 30% of the soldiers who served. By contrast, over 60% of Americans who fought in World War II were drafted. And statistics show that approximately 70% of those killed in action in Vietnam were volunteers. Another persistent myth is the commonly held belief that the poor and uneducated made up the bulk of the fighting force. This one may be a little easier to understand, given the fact that there were indeed deferments given to students enrolled in college. But this is also a myth. 79% of those who served in Vietnam actually had a high school education or better, a higher percentage than in any American military action up to that point. Once again, comparing it with World War II, 45% of the soldiers in that conflict had a high school education. Myth number three is one that may have actually affected the outcome of the war. The January 1968 Tet Offensive by the North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong was, largely because of media reports on the event, a turning point in the American public's opinion about and support of the war. The media, and thus the public, saw it as an American defeat. A Gallup poll taken in February of 1968 after the first reports of the attacks, showed that 61% of Americans identified as hawks regarding the war. In March, after weeks of fighting, the number calling themselves hawks fell to 41%. Tet was seen at the time, at least by the media, and to a degree even to this day, as a major communist victory. The reality is far different. The general uprising expected by the North Vietnamese leadership did not happen. The communists suffered more than 100,000 casualties, including 40,000 killed. Yet what could have been a catastrophic defeat became a huge propaganda victory, all because of erroneous news reporting. And when Walter Cronkite said on the air that he believed the war was unwinnable, the American people believed it. There are many more myths about World War II than the Vietnam War. And it was a world war after all. But these three are important to dispel because they're the very epitome of revisionist history. And in the case of Tet, the revisionist history, which occurred almost as the event itself was happening, actually had an impact on real history, even up to the present day. So don't believe the myths, dear listeners, and be sure to show some love for any Vietnam vets you know. They didn't get much back then, and Lord knows they deserve it. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.